The overall job market gets better, while the green job sector is dealt a blow.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. The number of people last week who filed for unemployment benefits for the first time fell by 12,000. But it's still above that 400,000 level, which means the job market's very, very sluggish right now. One place that was supposed to be a bright spot in the job market was the green energy sector. But the solar market, at least in one company's case, has turned very, very dark. With the announcement, Solyndra is shutting its doors. And Marketplace's Eve Troa is with us in our Los Angeles studios with the latest on that story. Good morning, Eve.
Hey, good morning.
So what happened to Solyndra? Tell us a little bit about this company.
Well, it was a 6-year-old. It was 6 years old, yeah. And it was a Silicon Valley startup, and it got over $500 million in loans from the Department of Energy, first under the Bush administration, and then President Obama kind of made a pet of it. It made it a case study for clean tech jobs. In fact, it got more government help as part of the stimulus package. Then yesterday, it fell hard and fast, closed the factory in Fremont, California, let go 1,100 workers, filed for bankruptcy. Now, you know, the government will be the first in line to get its money back as the company liquidates its assets. And I want to play you something from Rob Day. He's a clean tech investor with Black Coral Capital. He says Solyndra made this unique type of solar power system. They tried to cut out engineers and other middlemen you might need for solar power usually, but it was also more expensive, and that was likely behind the downfall.
This was a bold attempt at innovation, not just in how to make solar panels, but how to reinvent the entire solar value chain. And whenever you're making a bold attempt like that, not all of those efforts are going to work out for the best. Solyndra will probably become a political football when, in reality, it's really a special case.
And that football is already being tossed around by some folks in the GOP today. They say government shouldn't be betting on individual startups like this.
All right. So, Eve, how is the solar power industry doing overall?
Well, it's looking good on paper. It's getting a lot more popular. More people are buying solar power systems for their houses and even big box stores and factories are putting them in. There are these tax incentives that are driving those sales. But the jobs and sales, not so much in sync because of China. Chinese companies are making tons of cheap solar panels. People here are buying them. And then that makes the dilemma, right? Because even as solar power gets more popular here, the U.S. manufacturing sector doesn't get that big bump.
All right. Marketplace's Eve Tro from the Sustainability Desk. Eve, thanks.
Thank you.
Throughout the day today, we're going to get a good look at August auto sales. We already have some numbers coming in from overseas, Japanese numbers. Honda sales were down 49%. Toyota and Nissan also had sales drops for the month. Still, the industry as a whole seemed to be on the mend as pent-up demand took precedence over anxiety about the economy. Here's Marketplace's Elisa Roth.
The good news is 2011 car sales are shaping up to be better than 2010. The bad news is we're still buying about 4 million fewer cars every year than we did before the recession. Paul Taylor is chief economist at the National Automobile Dealers Association. He says Americans aren't in a hurry to buy, but their cars are getting old.
That's driving a lot of customers in based on need, and they remain skeptical of an economy that's not fully meeting their expectations.
Used car prices are up, which Taylor says is helping new car sales, because used cars are so expensive now, a lot of people figure they might as well buy new. Jessica Caldwell is an analyst at Edmunds.com. She says there are usually big sales around Labor Day, and now is the time when dealers start making room for next year's models.
Generally speaking, we're in that model year sell-down mode. So for people wanting to get a deal on a 2011 model, it's really a good time to start shopping.
Taylor, the economist, thinks dealers will be sweetening incentives to build sales momentum through the rest of the year. I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. European shares are lower at the moment, about an average of 0.5%. But Asian markets were up today. The Nikkei added about 1%. We're going to get a slew of retail sales numbers today. Already we've heard from discount retailer Target, which said revenue at stores open at least a year jumped by more than 4%. That was better than analysts had expected. Wall Street yesterday, markets slapped down about 0.5%. The Dow added 53 points to close at 11,613. But for the month of August, which saw some big swings, especially early in the month, major markets saw their worst declines in 10 years for the month. The Dow was down about 4.5%.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, providing investment, insurance, and retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. since 1896. AllianzUSA.com. And by Indiana University's Kelley School of Business, providing a personalized approach to career advancement. Learn more at kellei.iu.edu.
Russia said today it's going to officially recognize Libya's interim government. All the while, a conference is going on in Paris to bolster political and financial support for the emerging government there. Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
The rebels will spell out what they need to restore basic services in Libya, like food and water supplies, fuel and power. They'll call for UN sanctions to be lifted and more of Libya's frozen assets to be released. But among the other nations at the summit, there seems likely to be lots of jockeying for commercial advantage. A new Libyan government may soon be handing out multi-billion dollar reconstruction contracts and oil deals. Those countries that helped the rebels militarily expect a profit, says Karen Murray of the Economist Intelligence Unit.
I think it would be naive to think that the countries that participated in this campaign did so for purely altruistic reasons. I think everyone involved will be hoping to reap some benefits.
Those countries that opposed or didn't fully support NATO's help for the rebels, countries like China, Russia and Germany, may need to build bridges at today's summit if they want to build anything in the new Libya. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
And finally, you'd think Apple employees would have learned just to leave the iPhone prototype at the office. Last year, a group of workers reportedly went out to a bar in Silicon Valley and left a prototype iPhone 4 behind. Well, CNET reports today there was a frantic effort just a month ago to find a special iPhone 5 that was left in a San Francisco tequila lounge. The owner of the lounge says he remembers a man calling repeatedly about leaving his phone there. He tells CNET, quote, "I guess I have to make my drinks a little less strong." I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Green jobs and alternative energy are hot investments. Climate change, not really.
Climate adaptation is looking out 25, 50 years into the future. It's just not seen as a high priority in a lot of places.
I'm Kai Rizdal. Coastal cities investing in climate change now or paying later. We'll have the day's business news as well and the numbers from Wall Street next time on Marketplace. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.